Thank you for spending part of your day with us here at the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You can spend more of your day with us because we're always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart. Ribetti.
And I'm Mike Pesca, sitting in for Luke Burbank. Coming up, we'll talk to Pool Hustler, Kid Delicious. Don't worry, he likes being called that, both Pool Hustler and Kid Delicious. But first, let's get today's headlines from Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Hey, everyone. A school shooting in Finland is sparking questions about whether the gunman's online postings foretold the tragedy, and perhaps officials could have prevented it. An 18-year-old gunman killed 7 other students and the principal during a rampage through the Jokela High School in a small town in Finland. Investigators said he then shot himself in the head and later died at the hospital. Investigators were searching for links between the shooter and videos posted on YouTube. One video was titled Jokela High School Massacre, and it showed a picture of what appeared to be the Jokela High School and 2 photos of a young man holding a handgun. The person who posted the video was identified in the user profile as an 18-year-old man from Finland. Police said today the gunman appears to have shot his victims at random. Authorities are still examining the online postings in hopes of determining a motive. And the space shuttle Discovery landed safely home yesterday at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. NASA officials have described it as an all-around successful mission, despite a couple of close calls. Discovery was gone for about 2 weeks on a trip to the International Space Station. While they were up there, they completed some important construction projects and an historic spacewalk to repair a generator. The shuttle touched down about 1 p.m. yesterday afternoon. NASA officials say the success of the mission means there's a good chance they'll be able to launch a 4th shuttle this year. Atlantis is scheduled to lift off as early as December 6th. Finally, it seems daytime diva Rosie O'Donnell and NBC can't make a deal. 2 days after network executives acknowledged that it was talking to O'Donnell about a possible show on MSNBC, the talks have apparently stalled and no prospect of them being revived. One of the major sticking points was about the length of a potential contract with O'Donnell. And Rosie wrote about it on her website, rosie.com, last night. She wrote in somewhat cryptic prose, "Well, what can you do? Today there is no deal. Poof. My career as a pundit is over before it began." That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Mike and Allison.
Poof.
Hate when your career, that happens to your career. Poof.
It's not cryptic. It's not cryptic if you have the wacky former talk show host Dakota Ring.
Did you get that in your Lucky Charms?
I did. It was actually a giveaway on the Ellen Show the other day. Weird.